Good afternoon, friends. Lovely to have you with us for another short devotional message. Just standing here in front of part of the River Laggan, and there's quite a flow on today. The waters are running high, they're running fast, and certainly wouldn't like to fall in. It's quite nippy, even out here in the open air, and I'm sure the water's not much warmer either. But you know, there's a lovely verse in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Just want to read these verses to you. And I'm sure that some of you that are watching and listening in today, you're maybe going through troubled waters. You're maybe in a difficult situation in life. You're maybe discouraged. You're maybe facing trying times and difficult circumstances. And yet you're a Christian. You love the Lord. You know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And yet you're facing hard and difficult times. And you maybe feel that the waters of trial, the waters of affliction are going to sweep you away. You maybe feel that your feet are starting to slide. You're discouraged. You wonder perhaps where God is in your circumstances at this present time. Let me read some verses here from the book of Isaiah and chapter 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Listen to these words. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Lord promises here that he has redeemed us. If you've put your faith and trust and Jesus Christ is your Savior, you belong to the Lord. You're redeemed by precious blood. And the Lord promises that in all situations in life, he will be with thee. He says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. He doesn't say, if you pass through the waters. But rather he says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. We are to expect trial, tribulation. We live in a fallen, we live in a broken world. The flesh is weak, and we are to expect times of trial and difficulty and trouble. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son that he receives. When thou passest through the waters, we are to expect trial and tribulation. We are to expect troublesome times, even in the Christian life. And yet the Lord promises that whenever we're passing through those deep waters of affliction, the Lord has promised even to be with us. And that's a wonderful, wonderful promise. And then still he says, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Remember Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Whenever they were cast into the midst of that blazing and fiery furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar's men, they looked into the midst of that fire and they were confused and they said, we see four men in the midst of the fire and the form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. And you know, they were right, because the Lord himself entered into the midst of that fiery trial, presenced himself with Daniel's three friends, and the flame did not kindle upon them, and they came out unscathed, untouched, unburned, and even the smell of smoke was not found upon them. We often pass through troublesome waters. Maybe that's where you find yourself today. The waters are high, they're fierce, you're maybe afraid, and yet the Lord promises you today, fear not, for I am with thee. I have called thee by thy name. I have redeemed thee. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. The Lord's with you today. Be encouraged. He's promised that he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He has promised that his grace is sufficient for you, and his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So I trust today that whatever your circumstances are, that you'll be encouraged as you pass through those waters, and that you'll be very, very conscious of the presence of the Lord with you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time. And remember, God loves you. He'll be with you. He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. and they look after you. So thanks for joining us. We'll see you soon.